This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush's plan for dealing with a flu pandemic relies on state and local health departments to distribute vaccines. On the day he released that plan, New York City ran a test using conventional flu vaccines. And that's a chance for the rest of us to learn the challenges local health officials faced and what that means for the nation's readiness. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Flu shot?
Yes.
Good morning. Good. Second door on your left.
It's just past 7 a.m. In a 750-seat auditorium in a shelter for homeless and runaway teens, New York City health officials are running a big experiment.
Good morning, folks. You here for flu shots?
Yes.
Officials want to be ready if avian influenza becomes more infectious and a vaccine becomes available. They're ramping up the scope of their routine flu vaccine clinics, running this one twice as long in a much bigger space. Mark Barbieri, wearing a bright blue Department of Health jacket and a big, wide smile, is at the front door.
Up to like 130 already.
Fantastic.
It's not even 7:30. Unbelievable. It's going to be a good day.
City officials put up signs, contacted senior centers, and got the media to get the word out.
Hopefully it helped. I think it has because people are coming.
Isaac Weisfuse is in charge of planning.
If we had to vaccinate a very large population for avian flu, we would be working these clinics in many, many sites across the city 24 hours a day.
That means having enough vaccine on hand. That means at least two shifts of workers. The city regularly runs vaccination drills, using city employees as stand-ins for the public. This time, they're focusing on ordinary citizens.
I'm showing 723.
And you've given out 180 tickets.
I sure have.
By 8 a.m., 500 people are waiting.
Come back. Go have coffee and come back.
No, I'm close. I'm busy another day.
Oh, we're here till 9 o'clock tonight.
At the back of the auditorium, people get numbers. When they're called, they fill out forms.
At the back, please print your name, sign, and put a date.
Then they go to vaccination stations on the auditorium stage.
Arm, would you like, left or right?
Left will be fine.
Left will be fine. All right.
Throughout the morning, the wait grows longer, nearly 2 hours. Freelance writer Mark Gabor is fed up.
The auditorium is full of people, and it's obviously pretty badly organized. It's outrageous. I'm actually going to look for another place if I can.
But most people take it in stride. Maynard and Katie Goldstein, both 93 years old, are very pleased.
We were at the end of the line when somebody came up and said, "You don't wait in line, you follow me." And she brought us right down to the front.
It's a wonderful experience.
More people are coming in than are leaving. Planners like Stephanie Factor realize they need to expand.
All right, triage staff, we are in extremis. We need to change shifts. So here's what we're going to do.
They start setting up in the gym next to the auditorium. By late afternoon, the crowd hasn't diminished.
You have about 2 hours wait. Okay. All right, but just make sure your paperwork is filled out.
Yeah. In the early evening, the staffers have to cut people off.
Excuse me, sir. You can't come in.
Why?
Because they ain't giving no more flu shots for the day. We have abundance of people in there. And we're just...
I heard this place is open to 9 o'clock tonight. It's not 9 o'clock yet.
They cut it off, sir.
An exhausted Mark Barbieri is still out front.
That's a little bit frustrating when you have seniors who have come from an hour away to get a flu shot and then you have to turn them away. But also the fact that we were able to serve thousands of people here today, I'm rejuvenated by that fact.
3,500 people were vaccinated today. Quite an accomplishment. The head of the National Association of County and City Health Officials, Rex Archer, says many local governments would have a hard time doing such a mass vaccination drill. Many don't have enough money. And he says there's a likely problem with pandemic flu that New York didn't have to face in this drill, not enough vaccine.
The challenge is going to be what type of relationship does the local health department have with its various communities? Can it explain to them why it is giving vaccine out in a particular order to certain groups first, and will people understand that and comply with it?
Oh, my God. I'm glad it's all over. It's been a long day.
Inside the vaccination center in New York City, after nearly 15 hours, the staff closes up.
Thank you all so much for coming. You're wonderful.
Despite the long lines and having to turn people away, Planners like Isaac Weisfuss are pleased.
We wanted to stress ourselves, and I think we succeeded in doing that.
They've learned they can do a shift change. They need more translators next time. They've got a dedicated staff that now has more experience in a tough situation. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Go to npr.org and you can find answers to some of the most common questions about the flu virus, including bird flu.